lives. Thank you for your call and anointing upon me to minister your word, and we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. 2 weeks ago, I began ministering to you, and I'm still ministering along the lines of developing your spiritual strength, becoming stronger in God. You have to understand, folks, and Brother Tony touched on it last week as well. You know, this is not a look. This is not a time to play around. This is not a time to let up. But we got to keep pressing forward. We got to keep pressing into God. Amen. You hear me? We can't let up. We can't allow ourselves to become distracted. Amen. We cannot allow that to happen. But we got to stay focused. Stay focused on the things of God. Stay focused in the Word of God. Stay focused in prayer. Stay focused in service to God.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, two weeks ago, I began to minister to you concerning your faith or our faith. Because if we are going to be strong in the Lord, we're going to have to be people of faith. And let me say it this way. People that exercise their faith. Let me back up. Let me take a step back. People that will develop their faith. Amen. People that will develop their faith and then exercise that faith, walk in that faith. Amen. Walk and live by your faith. And to show you how very important our faith is, I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Luke. The book of Luke, chapter, let me see where I want to go. Find it here. Luke chapter 22, I believe it is. Yeah, Luke chapter 22. And I'm going to pick this up at verse 31 because Jesus was doing a teaching here. But in Luke 22, verse 31, and the Lord said, he's speaking to Peter here. Pay close attention. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. Do you think any of us is exempted? Amen. That's right. He wants to bring us all down. He wants to keep us from performing and doing God's will for our lives. And that comes in many forms. In many forms. And sometimes it comes because we just choose not to spend the proper time with God and to find out what it is that he wants us to do. Okay? And then it can come by way of discouragement. That's one of his main weapons is discouragement. You know, when you become discouraged, you're ready to throw up your hands and listen. I'm not bothering with this anymore. I'm just ready to quit with it because I am discouraged. But the Bible tells us to be what? Encouraged. The Bible tells us to be encouraged, not discouraged. And I know in ministry, and I've been in ministry a long time. And there have been some times when, man, it just seems like nothing was happening. You hear me? It just seemed like nothing was happening. Some things that God had promised and just seems like they weren't coming to pass. So, you know, that would have been a time for me to become discouraged and say, well, look, I just quit. One time in particular, it's when, and this was in the early 90s. It's been a while, but you know, this ministry had very little money, very little. I mean, we were week to week. Matter of fact, the checkbook was in the red all the time. It was in the red all the time. And you know, that's tough. Now, I'm just sharing with you the decision I made. This don't have anything to do with anybody else or any other ministry or any decision any other ministry made, okay, or make. That, you know, we're who we are. They are who we are. We're all part of the body of Christ. I mean, you know, if they're born again and they serve the Lord Jesus Christ, we all part of the body of Christ. You know, in my house, you know, we may eat chicken. In your house, you may eat steak, whatever, you know, but we still, you know, that doesn't change the fact that we're brothers and sisters in Christ, right? Amen. But I made a decision. I made a decision that we weren't selling any chicken plates. We weren't selling any fish plates. We weren't doing hot dogs. Now, I think the youth department that sold some hot dogs, and, you know, we let them sell. But we weren't gonna build this church on chicken plates. We weren't going to sell build this church on fish plates. And don't get me wrong, I love both. And any ministry that's selling chicken or selling barbecue or whatever, hey, man, I go over there and I support them. I buy chicken, I buy barbecue, you know, I buy fish. I help support what they're doing. So I understand, I'm not being judgmental. The Lord told me not to do that. And I tell you what, when you look at the checkbook and it's in the red and God's already called you to full-time ministry, that's rough. And you can become discouraged. But you know what? One of the biggest battles I had to fight, you know, I could have become discouraged, but you have to understand, I'm not a lazy man, never have been, never have. I've worked hard all my life, even as a teenager. I worked hard. I remember, you know, this. I still have to believe God for some areas because I did some hard work. You know, I wasn't taught how to properly lift things, you know. And so, you know, I've had some back challenges over the years, and some of y'all know about that, and some of it I think is a result of improper lifting on my job that I was doing, but it was hard work, and this was as a teenager, and I worked hard because I, you know, I'm not a lazy person, amen. And so one of the things that I had to fight was going back to work. And I know, listen, I know that I know that I know that I know that the Holy Spirit spoke to me sitting at my desk in the office. I was working. I was working. And he spoke to me and said, this was in November of that year. He spoke to me and told me to tell my supervisor that I would be resigning at the end of the year. Now, very small church at that time, but I knew I heard from God. See, sometimes you need to know some things, right? So I knew I heard from God, and people told me I was crazy, told me that, man, you know, you're going to fall flat. Man, how many times have I been told that? Even when I told the guys in service, when I was in the Air Force, I told the guys that I'm going to be, because God was leading me out. You understand what I'm saying? God had spoken to me and told me to separate because he had, from the service, because he had something else for me. And so I knew God had spoken to me. So when I told them that I'm getting out of service, they told, man, you are crazy. Things the way they are right now, you got it good. You better hang in here. But I knew that the Lord had spoken to me about getting out of service. Had one friend of mine, he always teased me. He was older than I was, but he'd be walking through the shop and he'd see me, and he says, "This is what you're gonna be doing." And he'd laugh. He'd go on about his business. Probably the next day or so, he'd see me again. He'd laugh. In other words, what was he telling me? You're going to be pushing a broom. And there's nothing wrong with pushing a broom, okay? Can I get an amen? Amen. So anybody that you push a broom for your job, don't get mad at me. I'm not making little of that. I'm making light of that. We have a broom pusher right over here. Because somebody got to push the brooms. Y'all hear me? Somebody got to push the brooms. And can I tell you something? If pushing brooms is what I had to do, I was more than willing to do it. And I'm here to tell you, I push a broom right now. I push a broom right now. I know Pat's here and Ramona's here. They saw me taking up the offering the other night. Y'all witness to that? Amen. Listen. Can I tell y'all something? I am secure in my calling. I don't have anything to prove to anybody. I can push a broom. I can take up the offering. I can do whatever. And I'm still called of God. Amen. Amen. That's right. My wife mentioned light bulb. You see that little bulb right there in that very corner above the camera? I changed that Sunday morning before y'all got here. Got me wasn't nobody else here to do it. Got me a ladder and got a little pole, got up on there and changed, because it was out. It was dark back there. I changed the light. It didn't mess up my anointing. I didn't come out and say, y'all, I'm so sorry. I just can't minister to y'all today. I had to change a light bulb and lost my anointing. Now, don't get me wrong, I did what I had to do. But now, we have a lot of people in this church, don't we? So I do have help changing light bulbs, sweeping floors, and whatever else need to be done. Can I get an amen? Amen. I thought it would be better than that. Amen. Come on, shout and make the shame the devil. Amen. Yeah, praise God, because we work together. We work together. So, but what my point is, you know, I don't put myself above anything. Now, I'm not messing with anything. I don't know what I'm doing. you can get hurt that way, or hurt somebody else. So, yeah, amen. But now, I was tempted, I'm being honest with you, I was tempted to go back to work, but every time, because at the job that I resigned from, the supervisor told me a number of times that you can come back. I didn't ask him to come back, but he told me, you can come back. You can come back. I kept hearing that. You can come back. And that's a compliment that I did my job in such a manner that they wanted me to come back. You know, sometimes when they get rid of folks, they don't want them to come back. They won't have them back. But they told me I could come back. And now here I am in a bind, ministry, financially. And you know, and I keep hearing, you need to go back to work. You need to go back to work. Well, you know, I'm not a lazy man, and I had a wife and four little children whom I love very much. I love them then and I love them now. I loved them then and I love them now. Amen. Now they got little children to love themselves. So praise God. Hallelujah. But you know, can you imagine me as the dad and the husband in the home gonna sit back and be lazy and trifling and watch my family go without? No. I'm not that kind of person. But I knew what God said. Now anybody watching me, you better know what God says. Because if you don't know it's God, you're gonna starve. And I shared this with you. You know, one night I was just thinking, Lord, I gotta have some answers. All the family was in bed, children was in bed, Kathy was in bed. I didn't turn a light on in the house because I walked through that house enough to know how to get around in the dark. And I went down to the den and I just began to just pray and about our situation. And God spoke. And you know, God has a sense of humor too, I believe. I believe he's a loving God, but I believe he has a sense of humor too. And sometimes, because we walk by faith and because we live by faith, God doesn't tell you everything. He give you a little bit and you receive that by faith and you walk it out. Are you still here? You know what God told me? Keep on doing what you're doing. You know what my natural mind thought? What I'm doing is not working. What I'm doing is not working. But the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, keep on doing what you're doing. But you know what? I had the peace of God. The peace of God just came, just rose up on the inside of me. And you know what I did? I went to bed. Woke up the next morning and went down to the church or wherever, I think it was the church. But anyway, to make a long story short, the checkbook hadn't changed. It was still in the red. But I remember the Lord said, keep on doing what you're doing. So you know what? By faith, I kept on believing God. By faith, I kept on preaching the word of God. By faith, I kept on walking in God. Amen. And the congregation did not hear me stand before them and preach them a sob story. And I did not try to empty their bank accounts or their handbags or their wallets. I just preached the word of God. I just preached the word of God. I preached the word of God. What did God say? You keep on doing what you're doing. Well, I'm going to keep on doing. I've been preaching. That's what I've been doing. I've been preaching the word of God. And I'm going to keep on preaching the word of God. I'm going to keep on believing him. I'm going to keep on trusting him. And brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, I don't know how it happened. That's God's business. You know, if he wanted to tell me, he would have. But you know, I have to understand, we handful of people. Things turned around. I cannot tell you how they turned around, but I know they turned around. And God in his goodness, now listen to me, God, and you have to understand, I had gone into full-time ministry. So God in his goodness made sure. Now, the treasurer would write us a check, and we just have to hold it. You know, sometimes, you have to hold your check a while, make sure that it don't do the basketball thing, you know. So we would, that's what we would do. We'd just hold them, and then we would deposit them. And so, but you know what? Can I testify to the goodness of God? We never missed a paycheck through all of that. We never missed a paycheck. Can I tell you something else? Now, at that time, we were leasing a building. We never missed a lease payment. We never got behind on the electric bill. We never got behind on the water bill. We never got behind on the gas bill. Y'all listening to me? Glory to God. Because the Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight. But what it does not say is we walk by presumption. See, sometimes, you know, we want to hear from God, but we don't want to spend the time with him. We don't want to spend the time in his word, and we don't want to spend the time in his presence. Amen. But this is a faith journey that we're on. This is a faith journey. But you, guess what? We have the Holy Spirit of God living in us, and he is with us, and Jesus already said that he would do what? Lead us and guide us, and that he would even show us what? Things to come. I take him at his word. Take him at his word. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so we came out of that thing. We came, and some of you were right here. You know what I'm talking about. You was with us. Y'all know. Y'all was right here. And you know. And I mean, we didn't go advertising. Oh, y'all, we going under. Oh, the church is about to fold. Never heard me say that. Because we weren't about to fold. Because we were walking in the promise. We were walking according to the promise. Hallelujah. You hear what I'm saying? We were walking according to the promise. Bless the name of the Lord. Okay, praise God. I kind of got going there. So Luke 22:31 again. Put it back up there. Put it back on the screen. Luke 22:31. So now, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. You know, the Bible never tells us that we're not going to be tried. Jesus says, in the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. You know the rest of that? I have overcome the world. Sometimes folk think just because they're walking by faith, everything's going to be rosy all the time. It's not. And we see this here. Jesus told Peter, Satan wants to sift you, man. He wants to sift you. But look at verse 32. Go to verse 32. But I love this. Jesus said, but I have prayed for you that what? Your faith should not fail. In other words, Peter, if your faith fall, you're going to fall. If your faith fall, you're going to quit. And remember, he went back fishing anyway after Jesus was crucified. He was in fear. And Jesus said, Peter, I prayed for you. I prayed that your faith don't fall. Folks, listen to me. Our faith in Christ Jesus is valuable. It is vital to our survival. See, that's the reason the Bible says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And if I may say this, and not by hearing either, unless it's the Word of God. Praise God, hallelujah. So he says, but I pray for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Can I tell you something? There are others that are depending on your faith. Y'all staying with me? Minister Mike, Sister Rose, there are other people that are depending on your faith because they don't have enough of their own right now. And that applies to all of us in this room, the believers that's watching me tonight. The other people need our faith. Remember we talked about Peter and John at the gate beautiful, gate called Beautiful. The man was there begging, asking for handouts, for alms. He didn't know anything about faith. He just wanted some help. We talked about this Sunday. He just wanted some help. He just wanted to eat. But you know what, Peter, this same Peter that Jesus said, I prayed for you and strengthen your brethren. This same Peter, along with John, told him, says, silver and gold I don't have. But such as I do have, somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. But such as I do have, I give unto you. But first of all, he said, look at us. In other words, look at us. Look at me. Because the guy was thinking he was going to come out with some cash. And that's when Peter told him, this is not cash today, this is greater. This is greater. In the name, oh, by the way, this is Peter's faith in action now. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Reached out, helped him up. Man got up, walking. All of a sudden, he's shouting and praising God, and he's skipping and going. He's rejoicing. But you know what? Peter and John's faith touched that man's body. Now that man had began developing his own faith. See, that's what happens to folks sometimes. They'll get healed on somebody else's faith, but they don't choose to develop their own faith. And because they don't develop their own faith, they open the door for that thing to come back on them. And sometimes people say, oh my goodness, why did this happen? Why did this happen? No. When you receive a miracle, whether it's healing or whatever it is, you build your faith. you get in the Word of God, you get in the face of God, and you build your faith so that you can learn how to stand against any of the wiles of the devil, anything that he throw at you, you're able to handle, because greater is he that's on the inside of you than he that's on the outside of you. Can I get an amen on that one? Glory to God. So you have to understand here how important our faith is. We need to pray for others just like Jesus prayed for Peter. If you see a brother or sister weak in their faith, pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Or they should know better than that, or they shouldn't have let that happen. No, you pray for them. Pray for them. Because we know what the tactics of the devil is. He wants to bring us down. Amen. So I didn't get far into this, but I want you to understand how important faith is in your life. Everything you do for God should be as a result of your faith in God. Even our works. Matter of fact, I may go there sometime, not tonight, but the Apostle James said, you say you have faith and I have works, but he says, I will show you my faith by my works. A person of faith is an active person. Glory to God. A person of faith activates that faith, puts that faith to work, not just for themselves, but also for the benefit of others as well. Excuse me. We stood in faith for this church, not just for us, but for the benefit of others, that folk could come in this church and be saved, be healed, baptized in the Holy Ghost, set free in the name of Jesus. See, that's the reason we're here, because there's coming a day when this church will be no more, and all the rest of the churches will be gone. Because the Apostle John said, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The old heaven and the old earth had passed away. That's the reason we got to be busy while we're here. Be willing to redeem the time for the glory of God. Amen. Has this blessed you this evening? Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you. May we walk by faith. And may we not succumb to the tricks of the enemy to discourage.